is our collection of...
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
Girls not good at being bad. Why we can't have nice things. Speaking of being thankful, from Mr. Mark Phillips, married, of course, me and Elle. A Dutch couple has had their marriage annulled after the person officiating used ChatGPT to help with the nuptials to marry them. Mm. It was supposed to be funny, but it evidently failed to meet the legal requirements wherever Dutch happens. So this couple, it was annulled. The officiant used ChatGPT to come up with something that said they would continue supporting each other, teasing each other, and embracing each other, even when life gets difficult. And the whole thing happened without the two I do's in there.
Well,
but it was really
problem.
Clever
yeah.
and fun. And I don't know why this came up in the court of law, but it is to, according to the judge in the state, they found they had not actually sworn to fulfill their marital duties, something that is required under Dutch law. And that is why you need a professional. Who's never married anybody. He did better than ChatGPT did,
yeah,
for crying
see,
out loud.
A-plus, Mark. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Well done, sir.
You know, the big thing these days is to identify as something. It's open season to become whatever you want. A singer, a dancer, a husband, or how about a real-life Aphrodite? Someone called the Union Parish Sheriff's Department in Louisiana because there was a woman screaming in the middle of her driveway. When officers showed up, she had then migrated to a pond on the property, but didn't bring her swimsuit. She was completely naked. And the reason was, she's a mermaid.
Of course.
Hello.
Of course.
She eventually got out, but was not happy about any of this, and later arrested for several charges, including battery on a police officer, drunkenness, and criminal trespassing. Which shouldn't be a problem, because, when you're a mermaid, is all that's going to be fixed, right?
Yeah, well, hopefully that, she retains possessions of her dingle hoppers and the dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. Amen.
She got to live on the above the sea, live out her dream. Let's go to Michigan. 44-year-old guy up there, Schwantes Gregory. He's in a lot of trouble. Terrorism charges and the like. So he fired a gun outside of a middle school last week because they wouldn't let him pick up his kid.
Dear.
He didn't fire it at the middle school, but still, you're like a foot away from the school. This is going to get the school in lockdown and get him in trouble. Well, yes, his arraignment was last Thursday. But when they asked, he wouldn't even state his name. And then when the judge started asking him questions, he did the even younger than middle school tactic of putting your fingers in your ears going, la, 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 I can't hear you. Well, it didn't really matter what he could hear or not.
Now, there's lots of ways to get around town, but the Waymo continues to have issues. More proof out of Phoenix, Arizona. Bystanders were horrified when they spotted one of the self-driving cars stuck on a light rail track in town. The passenger jumped out at the last minute because there was a train coming. And yeah, those light rails, they're definitely not light.
Yeah.
Of course, this was all shared to social media, because that's what we do in this day and age. Experts say construction may have confused the operation system.
Oh, well,
same, girl.
That's good.
Same.
Well, you know, these are one of those things that just, you know, process of elimination, just one by one. We'll get these things fixed.
Yeah.
With
Waymo. Double, double, double. Nothing to worry about.
No.
Better run,
great.
Run.
Well, let's go to Westlake, Ohio, as a woman there recently called 911 because her boyfriend wouldn't take her out to eat.
Right.
So police show up, and the intoxicated, turns out, single woman, who doesn't technically have a boyfriend, at least they could figure out, asked exactly where is this boyfriend? And she said and pointed, in virtual reality.
Dum, 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 dum. Can you call the police for your boyfriend not taking you out to dinner?
Unfortunately for her, she was in actual reality.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate.
Intellect, values, and true love. This, as you know well, KB, makes a great marriage. But what about when the bride is 38 years younger than the groom? Well, a gal by the name of Mania Pagny just tied the knot with her new husband. She's 22, he's 60, and her former high school teacher.
Oh,
yeah.
There's,
as you can imagine, the relationship is raising a lot of eyebrows.
A little bit.
She's been accused of being a gold digger.
Mm.
She says, uh-uh, it is love keeping us together.
What's he say? I don't. Nobody ask him. Nobody ask him, okay? And then finally, let's go to where there is no spelling bee, hopefully. Putnam County, Florida. Wendy Lee Messer. Well, see, last week she was arrested last Monday night from Satsuma, Florida, after a food-related altercation that included allegations of battery and aggravated assault with a weapon. So she faces these charges and possession of narcotics following her incident. So police show up late last Monday night to a domestic. A victim there claimed that Messer threw a plate of collard greens at her and threatened to use a knife. Second victim reported that when she approached her, she was holding a cast iron skillet in a threatening manner.
Excuse me?
Yeah. When deputies arrested Messer, she reportedly reached for her pocket, and in there were a bunch of drugs. But Wendy said, hold on. I'll fess up to the iron skillet and the collard greens flying through the air. But I'm being framed. The jeans I'm wearing, those aren't my jeans.
Dum,
the jeans. Watch out for the collard greens. Easy, Pete.